This has garnered a lot of attention. John Bishop has penned an opinion piece about wanting, and stuff I think, about wanting to get a sausage roll from a local petrol station. He writes, "Dear staffer, I was in your petrol station recently and pointed out to you that your hot food cabinet didn't have its usual sausage rolls. When I told you there were no sausage rolls, you just shrugged. The thing is, the author likes the sausage rolls. He's been back many times, and he's annoyed at the lack of service. The opinion piece has had a huge response, some calling it the opinion piece of the year, others saying that customer service workers don't get paid enough to put up with this sort of crap. With us is John Bishop, veteran political reporter. John, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Lovely to have you on. Firstly, what is so good about the sausage roll that you keep going back and back and back? Do you get the mid to late evening munchies?
No, I don't. And I only was an occasional buyer of the sausage rolls at this particular petrol station. There's some things that are good about them. They were relatively small, relatively cheap, and reasonably tasty. And they were there hot. So if I wanted a snack and I happened to be buying petrol or buying something else, then I would occasionally buy one. And what happened was that I was buying petrol, I ordered a coffee, went to get a sausage roll, because I was mid-morning, I was a bit peckish, there weren't any there. So I said to the attendant, "You're out of sausage rolls again." And I got this big expressive shrug. Now, that would have been fine. I mean, I would have just moved on, except that this was the third time that I had expressed the same sentiment to the same person and got the big shrug each time, or this was probably the biggest of sign of indifference that I'd had. And I thought, well, this really isn't good enough. And I said, well, look, if it's not a problem for you, it's not a problem for me. You've just lost a customer. So a couple of minutes later, I get my coffee and I'm leaving the place. And I said, look, I was serious. You've lost a customer, and I've been coming here for 20 years, and you've lost it because of your attitude. And that's really what irked me. The quality was pretty indifferent.
You didn't really say that to the staff, did you?
I said to the staffer, "I think your attitude is appalling, and I'm not coming back."
Maybe they saw you coming, John. Maybe he or she shrugged their shoulders because they saw you, another entitled grumpy man, in for his late night sausage roll.
No, it wasn't late night. This was 10:30 in the morning.
Whatever.
Or something like that. I mean, I don't think I was entitled. I wasn't doing anything other than getting some petrol, getting some coffee, and having something to eat. And if it had happened once, no big deal. But it wasn't the first time. It was the third time. And I thought, well, okay, this really isn't good enough. And I told them that, because you have to speak up, otherwise nothing ever changes. I haven't been back to that particular petrol station. I now go somewhere else. It's mildly less convenient for me, but it's not a big deal. And I wrote a piece, and I've been saving it up for a little while because, you know, normally I write about something about politics.
So when did you write this piece?
Eh?
You've been sitting on this for months.
Well, I wouldn't say sitting on it. I've just been waiting for an occasion to use it. The incident itself happened probably about 3 or 4 months ago, and nothing transpired as a result of it, except I don't go there anymore.
I'll get the panellists to, because we've got a response to this as well, and I'll get the panellists to jump in after that. But could you not have handled it any other way? Could you have picked something else from the hot tray, the lasagna toppers, for example, John Bishop?
I don't actually like lasagna poppers. I could have chosen something else. I suppose I could have had a meat pie. But the thing about the sausage rolls is that it was 2 or 3 bites. I didn't want something big. But irrespective of what I wanted as a customer, I was annoyed at the repeated indifference. And if you don't speak up as a customer, then nothing changes. You know, this is a country where you ask somebody how their meal is, you know, and not bad is a high compliment. Well, no. You know, I don't think it's good enough.
So it's all about, it's all about the customer service. John, kia ora, thanks for being with us. That's John, the veteran political reporter, and we'll get before we go to our next guest on this, around the panel on that, does he have a point, Leonie Freeman, or is he being a bit of a grump?
Well, I think everyone's got their own opinion on this, and I think we all recall, you know, either fantastic examples of customer service or poor examples of customer service. It's just a shame, John, that there wasn't an opportunity to be able to leave something, a message or a note for the business owner, because you know, they might share, you know, your frustration
would have got
at
back,
the level
yes.
of customer.
Dwayne,
yeah, because yeah.
Dwayne is gone. With us is Chloe Ann King, who is a hospitality advocate behind Raise the Bar. It's a hospo union. Kia ora, Chloe.
Kia ora, how are you today?
Thank you very much. So did you hear that?
Yes, I absolutely did hear that, unfortunately.
Okay. So you ask for a sausage roll, and what do you get? You get a shrug of the shoulders.
Yeah, look, I guess my first question is, when did we go from calling low-wage essential workers heroes to putting them down publicly for not providing the sausage roll that you wanted, you know? You also don't know how long that worker's been standing on their feet without a break. We do know in the industry that breaks are pretty uncommon, and breaches to our minimum employee entitlement are pretty normal. So you don't know how tired that worker is, how many other rude customers they've had to deal with, and how many other complaints about a sausage roll they've had to field. And on top of that, they have no control what's in that cabinet, yeah? Like, they might have already told their manager, they might have already told their boss there's been complaints, but if that's not action, there's very little they can do about
it. Very good point, very good. But I'll bring our guest panellists in, but it doesn't cost anything to tell the customer, on this case John Bishop, look, sorry, John, but can I interest you in the lasagna topper, which is there? With a smile.
Sure. But as I think he's made clear, he goes to that petrol station a lot. They will know his order. We often think that low-wage workers are not skilled workers. We are highly skilled. We remember people. We remember your lives. We remember your orders. And we know you. So we know that you're probably not going to take up that offer and that it is a waste
right.
of our time.
Okay. Dwayne.
I was going to say before, sorry, I was on mute there. But last Saturday morning, I'm just not perfect at this. I was upset in front of my kids when the cricket got cancelled at a 20% possibility of rain. I had to wait an hour with the kids to get into the pool to swim for an hour. I was grumpy.
And
kids know that when I get my coke and it's a little bit flat, I will tell people. And so I managed to hang in there with the help of my children. When those moments happen, I don't just embarrass myself, I embarrass my children. On a good day, I would have liked to have thought we could actually reach out and say, how are you, really?
Chloe?
Yeah, it's really all about how we treat service and hospital workers, yeah? It's perceived as unskilled work. It's not. It's highly skilled. It's low-wage. And we do, although we have amazing customers who we adore and we love and who treat us with respect and dignity, overwhelmingly we are met with hostility. Every day we are met with people that do not have respect for us and treat us like John did, you know? And I will say, I've been treated like that. It's humiliating. And so you get to a point where you are despondent, where you're just like, I've had enough. Like, I've been on my feet for 10 hours. Everything hurts. I can't even go to the loo because I've got to ask for permission. And this is exhausting. And I'm being paid so little to do such hard work at times.
All right. Leonie.
Yeah, look, I think there's some points there, and I suppose it's part of what we can all look to reach out and check in with people because, you know, I know at our local cafe, the people are fantastic and, you know, they've always got a smile and maybe they do get to know people, but I think that if you get done that way, you know, it's about both sides treating people well. And I think hospitality workers are worth the weight in gold. And we've just been talking to Luke and all his staff at the bars in Ponsonby. I mean, you know, everybody's just so pleased to be able to be back.
Quite a big response on this. Varied opinions here. Maybe sausage rolls are not popular, therefore they're not restocked often. But on a final note, Chloe, because you have, as you say, you have been in this situation, so you're speaking from experience there on that side of things. What would be your advice then to John Bishop, who has come back again and again and again for his little sausage roll mid-morning?
Yeah, look, maybe next time you speak up regarding the hospital or service industry, you actually demand that we get livable incomes, that we have sustainable careers, and that our workplaces are healthy and safe, yeah? That's my advice to him. Instead of complaining about a sausage roll, why don't you get on the picket line with the rest of us and take a stand about what actually matters?